All right, well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour, our last little section. We're lucky enough to have a multi-talented Mike Vile with us here today. How long have you been writing poetry? Did you write poems before you wrote songs?
Well, the songs came first, and then the teaching degree came after the music schools wouldn't let me in. And that was a good door to close, because I would have been a closet guitarist who didn't know how to speak in front of people like I am now. So I started writing because I had to try to inspire my students to write. I think teachers should write along with their students if they feel the inspiration to model that and to also deal with the struggle. So I'm excited to read a little work. There's a line in Shakespeare, all the world is a stage. And this one is talking about how the sidewalk can be a stage. It's called busking, which many musicians have to do. Busking is just playing on the street and hoping somebody throws in some change or a dollar in your tip bucket on the ground. Busking. When taking chances feels like failure, it's better than success unearned. Yet here I am, sidewalk my stage, singing a song from my stomach. You see, I'm obsessed with a melody, one that came to me on a rainy afternoon and lives between chords molded from the flatted thirds of minor keys. It would leave you wondering, what could have been, as you shuffle with your coffee and toss pocket change in my jar. But I won't sing that song for you. It's too nice of a day for the blues, and you seem too busy to hear a song like that now.
I've tried busking a couple times. It is difficult. Have you busked all over Ann Arbor?
Oh, indeed. I sure did when I first quit my job. If you don't get a gig that night, you know, you can always just go step out by the Diag, and hopefully there isn't going to be someone already there by Nichols Arcade, beautiful spot in Ann Arbor, and just start playing and see what happens. It's a really great way to learn your chops, honestly, as a folk singer, because it's honest, and people are reminded they need music if you do it well. And if you don't do it well, you'll know, because they'll walk away a little quicker.
And you know, when my wife and I were in England, we saw buskers, and you can get busking licenses. And do they have busking licenses in Ann Arbor?
I should know that answer. I'd never ask. better to do and plead forgiveness.
They'll be waiting for you when you drive home there.
Yeah, I do know that during the big festivals like the art fair, you need to have a license. In Chicago is the same way. But yeah, it's a time-honored thing. I think Ellis Paul once told me when I got the chance to open for him at the Arc in Ann Arbor, and we were chatting, and he said, you know, I think Mart Sexton just kind of learned how to play by busking, so if you ever have a bad day, just go do it. So Peter Mulvey did too.
Wow. Yeah. In England, they actually have awards for busking. They give you an award. You tour the aisle, you know, the best buskers, and they kind of rate them or something.
That's amazing.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. We don't have things like that here in the States when you're
a
busker.
I think that would be nice.
The award might be a ticket, yeah. In certain areas.
Were you going to do that song about Nick Drake?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so the guitar rings out. This is a song for any artist feeling lost in the crowd, as Nick Drake kind of did. If I may mention, you know, Nick Drake died in obscurity. He never sold more than 5,000 records in his career, which was a big failure back in the day for music labels. But a cult following just kept passing his records around, and when they ended up using one of his songs in 1999 for a VW commercial, that Pink Moon song kind of like from cult following kind of exploded from what I've been told. And I caught wind of Nick Drake from a foreign exchange student from Britain who had those records and just gave them to me. You know? So this is for Nick. This is called Ghost Rider.
You don't need
that Ghost Rider. You've got something to say. Let the words spill out of you in a suicide note, or a long form love letter. You don't need a sugarcoat, watered down words. Bend our ears to your truth, even if it will hurt the ones that you love. If youth is wasted on the young, we all got a face that changed together. Honey doesn't taste as sweet to your tongue. We can take the salt off the earth before the heavy winter, if we don't become bitter. I always think of Nick at that moment, and I miss the line, but it makes it a little extra special for me, so I'm going to go back to that verse. It's the one for him. You don't need to chase that sound of the siren song to the Hollywood lights where the earth shakes that town. Will you still stand your ground? Chase that sound, and if it's around, we'll all be there for you in this town. In this town. If you is wasted on the young, we all got a face that changed together. Funny doesn't taste as sweet to your tongue. We can take the salt off the earth before the heavy winter, if we don't become bitter. Lost in that town, it's a great big world. Your voice will be found. You don't need that Ghost Rider. You've got something to say. Let the words spill out of you in a suicide note. A suicide note. Or a long form love letter.
Thank you, Mike Ryle. Thank you, thank you. You know, I'm hoping I can be articulate when I say this.
Go for it.
Because I've been listening to Mike now for a little while, and there's something about that guitar that's absolutely haunting that you play, and I think it has something to do with the harp. It feels like a harp sometimes because of the open tuning, right?
It is. It's the open D tuning I borrowed from Joni Mitchell.
But I love the way, you know, when you have just the right line, it's silhouetted by the silence of the harp dying out. It just,
oh, thank you.
That's a great, you know, you're just a master at that, I think.
I appreciate that.
I was wondering if you had a song that you would like to do. You know, we talked about songs, and maybe you'd introduce that.
Sure. I make a living playing in bars, so That's why I don't play Ghost Rider very often in the bar, because nobody wants to hear that song. They want to hear a love song. So I'm going to play a love song. And sometimes you got to fall in love with someone a little different than you to keep life exciting. The yin and the yang can work out just fine if you have good communication skills. This is my yin and the yang song. It's called I Just Want to Be Your Last. If sugar goes well with coffee, like the day mixes with night, I might be a little different than you, but we go together right. You treat me quite better than I've been treated before. I don't wanna sound trite, I just know that I know for sure. We all live with regrets, we shouldn't care about the past. I don't need to be your first love, I just wanna be your last. I just wanna be your last. You said you had to kiss a few frogs before your prince appeared. Well, I've been waiting for you like the sun waits for clouds to clear. It's been raining for what feels like years. And the whole time, you're always near to me, but that's how it goes when we all live with regrets. We shouldn't care about the past. I don't need to be your first love, I just wanna be your last. Your last. 'Cause when I finally found you, finally forgot my past. My past, which was the preface before you. So when I met you, I'd say at last. Used to think that love at first sight was for fools. Hope that it's okay that I broke a few of your rules. We have all been hiding scars under our hearts. I've been told the healing ends after true love finally starts. When I first saw you, I first thought I first saw you, I first thought. We all live with regrets, we shouldn't care about the past. I don't need to be your first love, I just wanna be your last. Your last, your I just wanna be your last.
Wow. Been an hour full of love songs. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way.
Feels good.
Being an English teacher for 8 years, I really wanted to ask you this question because I thought, well, I have the opportunity now to get someone who has read some literature. And so I am very interested in the literature that influenced you when you were younger.
Oh, man.
The people you read and thought about. Who are your favorite?
Are you more
authors?
Interested in knowing what books I taught that moved me, or books that?
Oh no, that'd be great.
Yeah, how about that? Because those feel more fresh in my mind.
Yes.
Even though I could, you know, talk about the Boxcar Children books that I read. As a, yes. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, there's a great satire piece on the Boxcar Children that's on McSweeney's that just got posted on Twitter. You might want to go look for it. Anyways, what is a neat experience as a teacher is to have a book that I was taught and then read in college as well, and then just it was my favorite book, and then being able to teach it. And you would think teaching the same book like 8 years in a row would be boring, but it was not, because To Kill a Mockingbird was definitely the book that probably planted a seed that I could be an English teacher, because my love of reading kind of grew from that after reading it in high school. I was the student that had finished the book before the class did and didn't know that that wasn't weird because I was oblivious. So I know that that's weird now as a teacher, don't get me wrong. To Kill a Mockingbird definitely is that story I keep coming back to. And I just finished it again, just reread it. And I encourage everyone to, because it's just, it's a powerful book about childhood. We get wrapped up in the court case, but it's about being a kid again. And that's kind of where the beautiful themes lie when we walk in other shoes. So thank you for walking in those shoes with me right now. The book I couldn't figure out how to teach well was The Great Gatsby. If I get a second chance, I'd want to teach it again, because Old Sport, I just didn't do it very well for those sophomores, if I can admit here. It's a hard book to teach. It's very, very verbose, and it's a wordy book. But when you get down to it, the American Dream's kind of like hiding right in there, and I'd like to do that one again. So yeah, here we are.
Yeah,
it's weird being a musician, because you think I'd be reading more. I have to make an effort too, because just like everybody else, day moves on and you lose time. You know, do you pick up a book or you pick up your guitar when the kid is napping?
Yeah, right?
I keep coming back to nap schedules. It's in my mind. Sorry.
Have to keep those moments aligned. Well, it's been terrific having you with us, Mike Weil, today. It's been a treat for us, and a treat to have you play with John. I think John.
Thank you for accompanying me today, John. It was great.
Great. It was also great having Dan Schubert up with me today reading, and my wife actually, she did that. Irving, right. And so I want to thank Mike Weil. Let's have another hand for Mike Weil. Want to especially thank Nate Butler on the soundboard, making it all happen. My old friend, Sid Schroyer. My wife, Michelle. J.R. Berger, our tech consultant. And we got it all. And the audience, of course. Yes. And Judy Schroyer. Marcia Heinzberger, the set designer. And thank you all very much. So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife. Just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river comes round. The river comes down around the bend. River goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
Join us if you know it.
The river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon Radio production. The river goes round.